A super day, Oisín. You know, it's unreal. That's the sweetest championship we've ever won, you know, and I had 15, 16 in a row. But listen, with combination of youth and experience and a lot of young boys come on board, that's great for the club. Great for the club, and it'll bring hurling on our club again, you know.
He's had to work hard because Satanta really put it up with you. At half time, he was relating by two goals. They were down to 13 men, but he's had to grind it out. So he's had the majors work for it.
I suppose they pinpointed who they're going to leave spare and work around our better players. And as you hear the roar there, yeah. We don't mind how we won it in the second half. It's all about getting that cup back to Bert. And listen,
I suppose at half time that you had that two goal cushion, but you sort of knew as well that yes, there were 6 points in it, but anything could happen at the start of the second half, Mickey.
I suppose in 07, the first year we lost it, actually, we went down to 13, you know, and we come out and played very well in the second half against Santander. Now the hell on it then, got a couple of goals, and so the bodies counted and end up, but you have to hand it to Santander. They really put on a big shift. That Danny Collin and Declan Coulter were immense there in the second half and took the game to us.
Were you worried the way Coulter was hitting? Well, you were conceding the frees in easy scoreable positions for Coulter. Was they kept knocking on? Were you getting worried? Were you starting to panic at all?
Yeah, no, we talked about not fouling, but Declan Coulter's one of them players that he can buy it to, you know, and he gets on the other side of you towards your net, and he's very hard to stop, so sometimes he's very hard to not foul, you know.
Yeah, well, let's look at the positives from a Bert point of view. You have waited a couple of seasons for this. You were the kingpins of Donegal hurling for quite a long time. You had 6 in a row, so you did. But watching this, the celebrations down here now, these guys, the mix is just right there now at the minute. Then is this a really, really good Bert team, is it?
I suppose this maybe there could be 2 or 3 retirements rushing after this. I'm not sure. But we felt... I got talking to wee Niall, who was retiring, and Kieran Dowds, to come on board, because I felt with them a bit of experience along with these boys we could get a county title, and it proved so. But it's massive now for there's another couple of boys coming through in Burton next year, and we'll be pushing on again, you know.
Yeah, how valuable then was your experience and Dowds' experience in that second half to sort of steady the ship?
I suppose you can buy a couple of frees yourself out there, and that's what we did too when we run at Satanta. But I felt Stad were well on top, and we introduced Kieran, myself, and all. We got a hold of it, you know, but there was nothing in it until the last 5 minutes.
You got the goals at the right time, so you did, particularly the second one just before half time, and more importantly, that third one, because Satanta had the ball and were in a passage of play where they could have led in the game for the first time since the third minute, but just managed to turn that over, and that was a huge score, that goal then.
I suppose they were on the way out, you know, when they overcooked the pass a wee bit, and we intercepted it and played it through to Niall, who slipped running in, and listen, I think that was the nail in the coffin for Satanta, and they'll be heartbroken now. They were under this game favourites, but we had underdogs tags, and we liked that. Yeah. We felt it was made for us,
right?
And that's the way we went into the game, you know.
You mentioned just a few moments ago that there might be a couple of men that might call time on the hurling. Mickey, you've been around the block a long time with Bert. Were you sort of including yourself in that category when you were thinking about it?
Every year you do include yourself, you know, but the younger boys wants to see you staying on too, and we'll not leave Bert stuck. If there's something there we can do, we'll stick with him. Should have been the sideline or on the pitch. We're Bert to the backbone, and if we can help in any way, myself and Kieran and Niall with the hurling setup, we'll be there, you know.
I'm just going to talk about you personally now, because it's been a great year for you hurling wise, leading Donegal to the next year record, and now watching your club here and playing your part as well, leading the manager and then coming on to play a role and lifting the Donegal senior title. It's not bad.
It's not a great season for me now under the county team, and I suppose I inherited a very strong county panel, you know, and we've put an impressive league, and listen, Tanta and McCool's boys all bought into what we were doing along with the Bird fellas, and fair play to them to that, you know. We put the club aside, but I suppose under the day your real passion comes out with your club too, and there's a lot of talk going on with Satanta and ourselves, but we respect one another in that way, you know, and when we see them out it'll just be talking.
It was feisty here today. Those players sent off, and listen, those cards been thrown out. But one thing at the end was it didn't spill over, and them guys that had their duels were shaking each other's hand at the end of it.
No, well, I'm not gonna lie. We tested some of the Satanta boys, you know, their discipline and what can they take, and would they lose a head up top? And it proved so. You know, we composed ourselves and had controlled aggression and really brought it to them, and a couple of their boys overreacted, and it cost them dearly at the end, you know.
Yeah. Well, moving forward now, you just go to Ulster. Can you just replicate what Satanta done last year and won an Ulster title? Are you good enough for it, Mickey?
Why not, Oisín? Why not? We beat the Ulster champions here today, and the All-Ireland Sevens champions. So we'll be putting a big push now. When you get into Ulster, you got to make your move, and because you might never be back in it. That's one thing about Ulster. When you get into it, you got to put everybody's shoulder to the wheel to try to get an Ulster title.